Mic test, 1, 2, 3. Mic test, 1, 2, 3. Hello everyone, thanks a lot for joining us for this upcoming AMA. I'm sure everyone's really excited about this week's topic. I see everyone already streaming in before 9 p.m. GMT plus 7. Let's just give it a few more minutes as everyone else streams in. YY, mic check.
Yep, Ryu, loud and clear.
Hey, Sharky. Could you just help us to make sure that Arthur has mic access? Thank you. If not, we'll be starting in just a few more minutes.
Hello, Arthur here. Mic test.
Hey Arthur, can you try that just one more time?
Mic test.
Great, seeing a lot of thumbs up. I think Arthur, we are good to go. Let me just see if anyone else is streaming in. I think we can start in like 15 seconds. All right, I think everyone is in. Arthur, all good in your side for us to start?
Yep, all good on my side.
Okay, hey everyone. Thanks a lot for taking time off wherever you are. Is it evening, in the morning, for joining us for another AMA? First, we'd like to say it's been a whirlwind or windblown last 2 weeks, through Christmas, through the new year. We're super glad that the listing on QuickSwap went smoothly. Staking, S-Gems, all was out. So I'm really excited that all of you managed to try out the product. And really what we're doing with S-Gems and what we like to say an asset-backed NFT, right? This is really, really, we're pretty excited about that. We did the launch, we started having a lot of like community feedback that, hey, this was really, really cool. We see a lot of other projects slowly adopting this asset-backed NFT launch style. So that also gave us a lot of validation into what we're doing. And I think what you have seen in Atlas is that we've been really doing really things at the forefront and just trying to be, you know, experimenting with things that could value add back to our community. So we really appreciate the support. So of course, this week's topic is really to conclude and touch on a little bit about how everything went, answer some of your questions. And I hope it was helpful that we published the Medium article, the How the Heck is APY Calculated Medium article. So I think that probably gave you a bit more insight into how APY calculation is done. Like I mentioned, it is really complicated, and you know, most projects either one, they just keep it as a black box. They don't really share about how that is computed to the community. Two is that it is very difficult to explain it in a clear way. But I think Arthur, our economists have done quite a good job to really simplify it and just give you a gist of how all that is really done, right? As you will see, it's really a function of many factors that affects how much quote-unquote APY someone receives, right? And there's a bit of prisoner dilemma here, right? Initially, how your APY is calculated is really based on a function of three factors: how much you stake, how long you stake, and how early you stake. And right after that, when other people has the chance to unstake, it actually also affects how much you could earn. So this concept was really, really innovative, and it was really fun designing all this, which Arthur would dive in a bit more. If not, Arthur, I also wouldn't want to steal your thunder and steal all your content on all the APY conversations. Maybe you want to kick things off and really go straight to all these burning questions that we have.
All right, thanks, Elos. We were just looking at the questions earlier, and I mean, there are a lot of great questions. Some of them, I hope that, you know, the like Elos mentioned, the the Medium article that we published earlier. I hope that that gave you some clarity. But for the benefit of people who have not read it, I will try to boil things down to the basics and try to, you know, give good, good and simple explanations. Hopefully demystify this whole process, this whole APY, how is it calculated, and so on. So let me get started on the first question from, I think, someone called Extreme Wave. Extreme Wave says APY 702%. Is that based on compounded interest? And can you please clarify the calculations? He or she also asked about is the 12 hours based on any specific time, and just generally asking for more details on APYs. So I'll just start by saying that I'm kind of repeating a bit of what the Medium article mentioned. We have a preset rewards curve. What the curve looks like is that it kind of starts at the very start, it's at a pretty high level, and it's over time, over the course of a number of days, it starts to stabilize and then start to drop off to a lower rewards per day, right? So this, that, just imagine that there is a curve. You can see that on the Medium article itself. It's preset, and with that preset curve is how we are able to make estimates about APYs. And there were a number of assumptions we had to put in, right? And we, put out all the assumptions on the Medium article as well, right? In terms of staking volume, in terms of the amount of people who unstake after the lockup expires. So in short, the way to maximize your APY is to stake for the longest lockup option, because that gives you a multiplier that is more favorable, right? So the multiplier means that it's a 7x multiplier for the 26-week lockup. And what that means is that if you stake the same amount as someone who staked for 6 weeks, you have a 26-week lockup, they have a 6-week lockup, same amount of stake, your share of the rewards will be 7 times of theirs, right? And this is our way of rewarding users who really take a long-term view in terms of value or and their investment in Atlas. And that's the intention of those multipliers. I think there's one specific point I want to mention, because Extreme Wave asked about whether this is it has compound interest. So I will just clarify that the rewards are being released to all the HM holders every 12 hours. And the rewards amount given out every 12 hours is preset. It varies across the days. And every HM holder will get a share of that, depending on the size of their stake and the multiplier based on the lockup amount, lockup period that they have. Right? So in this setup, basically the GEM rewards that go to you are not somewhat like reinvested into your stake, right? The rewards are purely based on your original stake and lockup option. So in that sense, it's not compounded. I hope that part is clear. All right, so here I'm moving on to the next question by, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce, Zotpox. They ask, when will staking of Windblown stop? Is there a condition that will halt the minting of Windblown? And they also asked about GEMS accumulation, seems to be going down. Is it a static formula? I hope I kind of answered that in the earlier, in the answer before this. And he also asked about our expectations, right, about Windblown minting and where we are today. So more on Windblown then, right? So we have a 28 days minting period or staking period for this event. So that means we started on the 28th of December 2021. And so that means 28 days from then means that on the 25th of January, that's when we will close off the event. And even before that, if we hit a particular target that we set ourselves, right, this is a limited sale, right? This is, it's not something that will be evergreen. It's not something that, you know, it has a quota. So once we, and we mentioned this in the Medium article as well, once we hit 40 million XGEMs, in terms of stake, 40 million XGEMs plus equivalent amount in the Matic pair, once we hit that that volume, even if it's before the 28-day event, we will close the sale, right? So it is literally, you know, while stocks last, right? So like if you're still on the fence, just note that there are these two limiting factors, right? The 25th gen, by hook or by crook, we'll close sales then. Or if we hit the target, we will close sales as well, right? Even if it's before 25th gen. Regarding expectations, I don't know if Allos would want to chime in, but for me, at least, I would say, even among many different projects that we've been looking at, it's hard to say how an initial token sale would look like. And we are very heartened by the response, right? We to this point, we managed to get, you know, a pretty, you know, decent level of liquidity so far. And I would say that this is just an initial event for us. This is just us getting started. We intentionally, you know, kind of plan for a release of, I would say, just a small tranche of the total supply of XGEMs that we have. And the whole idea is that we want to learn from this. We want to give you that you know, the initial way to really enjoy liquidity on your gems, right? So that when you earn gems on our platform, you can easily exchange it via the liquidity pool. You can easily cash out. And this is how we are just starting out. So given that this is just a small event, relatively small event, in the grand vision of Atlas, I think for me at least, I'm pretty blown away by the response that we have received so far.
You mean wind blown?
Exactly. I am wind blown by what has happened so far. And happy to, you know, see where this goes along with the rest of the Eternals here on the call.
Yeah, and just to quickly add on, I think for those OG supporters who've really been with us from the start, we always get a lot of questions, right? Everyone who comes in the channel, hey, how can I participate in the growth of Atlas? Is there an NFT that I can get my hands on? Is there a token? So this was really a way for us to really just ease in supply. One, it was really for us to understand, you know, how is the market and also the community sentiment. And two, is really a quick way for us to put in an asset out in the market so that our OG supporters could get their hands on it. That's also why you could see that the initial APYs that we're giving is like really generous. And this is really our way to give support to the early users. And I think as you slowly start seeing, I think growth just starts going exponential. So as we've seen how Discord has grown, our Telegram, our socials, we really want to also make sure that our early supporters have a say and have stick with us in the early days. We also have a lot of exciting stuff coming out in 2022. If all of you have seen the white paper, the Medium article that we have posted about the convergence, you can see that there are a lot of exciting stuff that are coming up. So this is really our way to just quickly, you know, let our OG supporters get their hands on an asset so that they could also be involved in this whole uptrend. Yep. Take it away, Arthur.
Great. Thanks for jumping in, Allos. There are a few more questions from Miroki regarding APYs, so I'll take those. Some of them I hope I've already clarified. Maybe I'll just give a quick summary that... okay, so his question, first and foremost, sorry about that, is how is the amount of gems rewarded every 12 hours calculated? Quick answer, it's a preset rewards curve. It varies day to day. The shape of the curve has been published on the Medium article. Check it out. And And the amount that you receive is both based on the value of your stake through the LP tokens, as well as a multiplier based on your lockup. So the longer your lockup, the better your multiplier. Specific on the 12 hours period, the payouts are around, based on my time zone, which is GMT plus 8, that will be about 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Every day, right? So depending on your time zone, that will vary. And then Miraki has a really great question, right? Something that I'm also racking my heads over, right? Have been doing a lot of like planning around this. The question is, due to the high APY, a large number of gems are accumulated. Do we have any measures to prevent a price drop for X gems when people start redeeming their rewards at the 6 weeks, 13 weeks, and 26 weeks mark, the lockup period? Expiry, basically. So, yes, great question, Miroki. We definitely want to preserve value for people who have staked, and for people who have, X gems, who are holding X gems, right? So we're trying to prevent any large, price drops, and part of that is really just by, enabling, kind of giving reasons for people to remain staked. So that's one reason for the fixed rewards curve, right? Because if you think about it, when everyone else unstakes, that's your opportunity to get a higher reward, right? Because imagine a fixed pie and people walk off, you get the whole pie, right? So there will be some balancing effect of that. I think the other thing that we have in place is that the S-Gems, right? The windblown NFTs, the design of it is such that when you are trying to cash out in terms of your gem rewards, you basically need to burn the windblown NFT. You need to burn your NFT in order to release the gem rewards. So let's be perfectly clear about that. After your lockup expiry, you are able to burn the NFT. And if you choose to do that, it is gone and you receive all of the rewards, right? We are already starting to see people trading S gems. And just given the unique nature of it, given the limited supply of it, right, there won't be any more, windblown, at least for now. I'm not sure about future plans, but there won't be any more windblown supply for, maybe the foreseeable future. As people start burning their windblown NFT, it actually makes sense for you to hold on to yours. There could be a lot of value in, the resale market when you sell it to another user. So that's also one of the so-called balancing mechanisms, right? That there are people who probably are collecting these like windblown NFTs as well, right? So that should, these are a couple of things that we hope to prevent a crash. And we are also working on other things, right? Adding more utility to the windblown NFTs, kind of tying them to upcoming things like the Como launch. These are things that we are still working on. So I don't have details right now, but we are definitely thinking about, more reasons for you to hold on and everyone else to keep holding on to their windblown NFTs and, keep the gems in circulation sustainable, right? Prevent a hyperinflation case.
And I think that's really the innovative design, right? And we keep talking about this prisoner's dilemma where, do I want to claim my rewards or do I want to trade it? Because one, like Arthur mentioned, it does get burned. So I would say that take a see and look approach. As you become the remaining S-Gem holders, the amount of rewards that you accrue to your S-Gem actually increases. That is the first thing. Second is that if you want liquidity, you can actually trade it on OpenSea. Third is that, which is something that we're allocating some time to during this AM to talk about, which is the Como NFT launch. That is another event that is just coming quick and furious. I will share about some dates and details right after that. But there will be another event which requires gems, And like I mentioned earlier, gems has always been the case where it is the in-game currency that supports the whole ecosystem. So there will be more utility for S gems and X gems. And hearing from all the Discord questions, I guess how would I explain how is APY done if my grandmother asked me, right? This is how I would explain it, is that every 12 hours, the Como gods will see who has S gems. And depending on how strong or how weak your S gems are, do you stick a lot? Do you stick long? Do you stick early? Every 12 hours, the Como gods throws gems to people who deserves it most. And this just happens all the way for the next 26 weeks. And as people unstick, there's less people below receiving gems. The Como gods will just keep throwing gems to people who still continue holding the S gems. So that will be an easy explanation as to how all of this is calculated.
Thanks, Alois. I think the next few questions might be yours, but before we jump there, just one last question from Miroki. I think this is a super important question. He asked, how much sleep did you guys get during launch week? I think you're the best person to take that, aside from Henry, maybe.
That is a very funny question. Thanks a lot, Miroki. It was quite funny, I guess, because I've actually spent during those 3 days with Henry for like 72 hours together. So we have gotten very close during those 72 hours. In terms of sleep, I think we were up for like 3 or 4 hours. We managed to catch 3 or 4 hours of sleep during those few days. So it was a very fun bonding experience. But with that, I'm sure everyone else also stayed up through our sales, through the min. So super glad to know that everybody, you know, as much as we're trying to do our best, everybody's doing their best to support us. So that has been really, really fulfilling, actually. If not, I will go for the next one. So there's one question. Why is one wallet address holding about 90% of the token supply? So straight up answer, this is because it's the treasury account. We started out with just easing a really small percentage into the market, like we mentioned earlier. It's a way for us to get market validation. It's also a way for us to just really get XGEMs in the hands of early supporters, right? We wanted to give them something to hold on to as, you know, we start scaling and start growing. The next question that we saw, it's total supply. I think after this one is pretty straightforward in terms of what is this. You want to just take like a 15-second answer on this?
Yep. Quick answer is, I think the full details are in our white paper, but like kind of linking back to what Elos mentioned, we have basically 74 billion XGEMs have been minted, being held in the treasury account. And they are, that's the cap, right? That's the limited, that's the maximum supply. It wouldn't go beyond that. And we, over time, there will be different ways that we'll be releasing tranches of these XGEMs to everyone, be it play to earn rewards, be it staking rewards, all of those fun stuff.
Nice. And maybe, Arthur, I want to pick your brains a bit here. There is another question here, right? Because you are our economist, the brain of the whole tokenomics here. We have a question here by Boo02. Are you guys concerned about the volatility of XGEM token? Some questions about trading volume. What are some volatility mitigation strategies? And how do you encourage a strong, healthy token? Gonna give that to you.
Great question. I think I alluded to it slightly earlier, but to face this question head on, I would say this is something that concerns me for sure, you know, being like somewhat the numbers guy among the team here. We are just getting started, right? This initial event is a way for us to really, you know, hear from you guys in terms of you know, your interest in our ecosystem as well. And it's a way for us to go through this whole process and understand, you know, pricing, understand how can we kind of encourage more kind of like better behaviors from everyone, staking, longer lockups, and just like, you know, just hold on for dear life, right? And we are definitely working towards future events for more liquidity, right? So this is just a start. And as we move through more milestones with Atlas, things like the upcoming Como launch, upcoming, you know, governance token launch and things like that, we'll definitely be getting more exposure as well. And through that, we actually expect, you know, over time that we'll be adding, you know, more liquidity and more stability, right, to the price of XGEMs as well, right? So for now, you guys are our very early stakers, right? And the fact is, based on the liquidity pool, based on swapping volume, the price of XGEMs will vary, but we know that, and this is what we're working towards, we know that the vision of Atlas and a lot of exciting things that are coming up would give, you know, people who have staked with us and give people who are playing with us a reason to hold on to XGEMs, to buy XGEMs, right? And therefore not, you know, enable and not allow like a crash of XGEMs through the liquidity pool.
And that actually alludes to our second question by, this is a tough one to spell, Prospects. Arthur, you want to ask me this one?
Yeah, for sure. So from Prospect, I think Prospect, the question is, what exchanges are Atlas planning on listing XGEMs in the near future? And are there any plans on making them cross-compatible with other blockchains?
Yeah, that's a really great question there. So firstly, I think this also alludes, adds on to what Arthur mentioned earlier, right? How do we increase the top of funnel? How do we deepen the liquidity pool? How do we increase trading volume? So a few things that we're doing there. First one, it's of course listing sites, right? I saw a couple of questions about getting exposure on CoinMarketCap, CoinGecko. Those are in the works. We're actually in the midst of getting exposure on some of those listing sites. Well, we'll announce some of this news as soon as we have gotten confirmation. But what that means is that there'll be a greater number of users who can get exposure to this, know about Atlas. So I think it's a win-win. One, they help us deepen the liquidity pool. They can participate in staking. Two, also ultimately Atlas is a GameFi project with an actual playable game, right? So where we see this is not going to be an economy of just pure speculators, because in a down market, you know, where are the users going to be? So we've always started from the start of being a gaming platform, aside from the crypto aspect of staking and also purchasing tokens. We ultimately still want to make it a fun experience for able to play games. And I would say we are gamers first rather than anything else. So we also want people to make sure that they enjoy their time here. And this actually has been something that we debate a lot, right? Do we think that users are here purely because of the gains or because, you know, they do enjoy the community and also the games? So I think a quick comparison is Atlas never started to say we're going to replace anyone's full-time job. We never said that this is going to guarantee like $1,000 a month of quote-unquote salary, right? And we don't think that that is also sustainable. So from the start, we always put gamers first. This is where you have fun, you get social. Right now, most of the social elements happens on Discord, where, you know, you can see a lot of like people being super lively on Discord right now. But what the engineering team is actually working on is something that's really exciting. We want to introduce a social element on Atlas. So soon there will be group chats. There could be like a one-to-many forum style of chats. And that is really our first step to introducing the metaverse. This you, and that is really the way that we want to introduce the whole social element and the whole avatar element. You can walk around with your friends, get social in the lobby, play simple casual games. And if you are into certain genres, you can travel to different lands. You want to go to arcade land, you want to go to RPG land, to puzzle land. we have a land for every different genre. That's how we really open up the economy of letting game developers come in. They own the land, they decide how they want to create games, how things should look like, how they want to incentivize users. So that is really something that we see the long term of it. So as much as in the short term, we will do our best in terms of getting exposure, increasing liquidity and deepening the pool. We also do want to emphasize that ultimately this is a place where we want people to spend time on. And, you know, apart from, you know, just if you've seen a lot of other GameFi projects, right, once, you know, earnings are hit, everybody leaves, right? Which is something that of a strategic decision where we really wanted a place where people enjoy a social gathering. Gamers first, social second, and all the other good stuff can come after that. One question that we got as well, right, in terms of after the 26 weeks, can we restake again? So, touching on a little bit of what Arthur mentioned earlier, right now you don't have to unstake. You can either one, keep it there so they continue to accrue more gems, but two, you can trade it on OpenSea. And because you can even speculate on other people's S-Gem. You can buy the S-Gem, you take ownership of it. You can look at when did they stake, how much did they stake, how early did they stake, how much APY did they get. And that basically is a way for you to a certain extent, arbitrage the different value of S-Gems because everybody starts in a different APY curve, right? I know there is a bit of confusion on the metadata on OpenSea because, for example, for the S-Gem value on OpenSea, you see a number like 500 of a million. The numbers there, the first number that you see, like for example 500, it refers to how much S-Gems that you have already accrued. And that number would be the same as what you see on the Atlas website. But the max number that you see, that isn't representative of how much you can earn. That's just the way OpenSea is configured. It's actually showing you what is the max S-Gem earned by other NFTs of the same tier. So it doesn't mean isn't representative of how much you can ultimately earn. So just want to make sure that everybody knows about that clearly. But the interesting thing is that this is almost like what I mentioned earlier, this prisoner's dilemma, right? You can go and take a guess and make your own evaluation about other people's NFTs. If you think you are someone that can endure, you don't need that much liquidity, you don't mind taking hold of an S-Gem so that you accrue their gems, that is one strategy for you as well. Moving on, let me just quickly look at these other questions. Okay, this one, I will ask myself. Hey, Elos, what is the purpose of Windblow NFTs? Does it have effect on upcoming Como NFTs? Ooh, this is exciting. So if you've read the lore that we have on the site, Windblown are gem-stealing elements. And really, Wind element is the first. We have five elements. So after that, you will see like water, fire, lightning, and other kind of elements. And all this really comes into play with Komos. I think if you all have seen the NFT tab that we have on the site, we are introducing our own PvP turn-based game. So this will actually kind of act as boosters, power-ups for Komos in the games to come. And like Arthur mentioned, after this 26-week staking event, we will halt all new Windblowns, so there wouldn't be another chance to get a Windblown. So the next one will go with the next element and next element all the way to alluding to the PvP turn-based game. So if you think about it, if these were like rare candies, right? I'm sure everybody played Pokemon before. If these were rare candies in Pokemon, these are limited edition rare candies. After that, you won't get another one. That's really where we think things get really, really interesting. The first one is the PvP turn-based game. We're also in the midst of playing with another interesting economics game theory game. We haven't really talked much about it before. This is actually the first time we are sharing about it. So I'm sure a lot of us have heard about the wolf game, where if someone unstakes, you can actually steal other people's tokens, right? So that actually really inspired us because as you have seen the way we did the Atlas staking event, there is a lot of this game theory / prisoner dilemma kind of diligence, and that is really what we think is really interesting. So for the first time, I'm going to share a sneak peek about what's upcoming. We call it the Dark Game. So what happens is that it will kind of be like a battleship game, where imagine like a 10x10 grid. And this is almost like a scissors, paper, stone game, right? There'll be commons, there'll be ducks, there'll be eggs. So the point of owning ducks is that if you see an egg there, you can place your ducks on the eggs to hatch it. If a male and female duck accurately chooses the correct egg and hatches it, everybody wins. But commons, they can pretend to be eggs. So you can place a como in the grid, but it looks like an egg. So another duck holder can come and pretend, hey, there's an egg there, let me go and hatch it. But little did they know, under the egg is actually a como. The como will end up eating the ducks and take all their rewards. Another way is, if a como was already placed there and is pretending to be an egg, and another como went in and said, hey, maybe I want to eat that. Another como came in and said, hey, maybe I want to eat that egg. So what happens if two comos are there? They actually eat up each other. So we're really playing this element of this scissors, paper, stone, where this game theory, simple grid-like structure of letting people like speculate and also play around. I really do a lot of analysis on like, hey, which grid has which asset. So this is another game that we're actually in the midst of. So you can see that one, as much as we're increasing the library of our casual games, we're also working with a number of game studios in coming up with like really fun and custom-made games which would incorporate our NFTs. In the future, we also see Atlas being a platform where new games can also use Atlas to create the NFTs, and these can also be interoperable between different games. So this question really got me going, because I'm really, really excited about this, because ultimately, like we mentioned, Atlas is a gamer's first community. So we really think that such innovative game mechanics will really excite the community as well. Okay, next up, Arthur, I want to throw you a question. Let me see. Okay, maybe I can go first in terms of a related question to what I spoke earlier, right? Because someone asked, what is the long-term expectation and expansion plans of Atlas? So this is really relevant because, as I mentioned earlier about the whole roadmap or land sale, about in-house games, gaming partnership, and building up a platform, we really see Atlas as that game aggregator site where we maintain the platform where users is that one-stop shop where users can go there, have enjoyed different genre of games, different types of games. They are not redirected to download another app. They are not redirected to another site. They can literally just play on the site. And we also see a world where this becomes really lucrative for game studios, where they ultimately want to go where gamers are. And we basically make it really easy for them. We handle their marketing, we handle tokenomics, we handle security, where all they can do is they focus on what they do best, which is building games. And that's really how we think that you can create network effects. With the more number of users, the more number of gamers, the more number of games, in the long run, this really creates a self-sustaining wheel that just creates value for not only the gamers, but also all other parties that we have. So we're really excited about that. I think I alluded earlier about land sale and expanding to different land for different game genres. So 2020 is really, really exciting. We alluded to it a bit in the convergence roadmap. So stay tuned. If not, I think Arthur has prepared a couple of like gonna ask me a few questions that were on the Google form as well.
Yeah, Alois. I mean, I think you probably need to take a sip of water. You've been asking yourself and answering yourself. So I think I probably should be sharing the load with you here. Yeah, so maybe there are a few interesting questions on commos actually. So let's maybe switch gears a bit and talk about commos. First question is from To The Moon. To The Moon asks, when will the commo come out? And do you think that XGen price will go up when commos come out?
That is the million-dollar question. So here is finally the semi-formal announcement. This is really something exciting for just people who managed to, you know, stay tuned for our AMA. This is kind of the first time that you're hearing it. We are going full steam ahead with the launch of Komos. Tentative dates, these are just for your ears, for those who join us in the AMA. We're planning for early February. We'll be making the announcements really soon, tying up some of the plans, some of the loose ends in terms of the whole min mechanism, our campaign details. So you can expect that to come out in early February. At the same time, it's also because we're tying out with the gaming partnership in terms of building the PvP game and also something we call bundles, right? You can soon be able to purchase bundles so that you can customize your Komos. So that will be actually something that we'll be working really hard to over the next 4 weeks. Another question was about the price of X-Gems. I think what we're really focusing on is ultimately creating utility for X-Gems and Gems. The price of it is just a function of utility. So Gems, like we mentioned very early on and in the white paper, is that Gems is the medium of exchange. So everything that you transact in on Atlas will be through Gems. And one, that's just for ease. You don't have to keep getting another new token or you want to make a new purchase or a new transaction. That's ease for the users, ease for the game developers in the future. And really, that's how network effects are created, right? In the long run, the more utility you attach to it, the more benefits it has. So there will be an element of having to use Gems for NFT minting, Komo egg hatching, purchasing upgrades, purchasing bundles. All this will all be denominated in Gems. And if I had to, you know, kind of give you an answer to this question, Diana Nazia, right, about X Gems, I would say that the price of a token normally is correlated to the demand and the utility of it. So we are definitely creating a lot of utility and usage for the X Gems. But of course, do your own research.
Yeah, that's a very responsible, like a public service announcement type of answer. Yeah, definitely do your own research. I mean, this is your chance to hear it from us, but also, you know, consider whether, you know, it makes sense for your own purpose as well.
I feel like we're playing the role of Papa Sepp here. When we were on the AMA previously, he was the Papa Sepp figure who's giving us good advice. So we always want to remember what he said.
Yeah, that's true. I think you called him Papa Bear towards the end of that AMA, and it's such a warm and dearly name.
Yeah, I see his name trending Papa Bear on general chat a lot right after the AMA that day.
Yeah, maybe you'll start seeing more memes on Papa Bear, Papa Sepp. There's another question, and let me ask that question of you, Alois. It's from Smokey Dumb. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Then the question is, what will the Komo eggs actually do, and what will they be used for? And I guess the question comes, I mean, the context of the question is, you know, some players have been getting eggs, be it through the fountains, be it through the wheels, and, you know, hearing about the upcoming Komos, all of those features, I guess Komo egg holders are wondering, what can these eggs give us? Should we be hoarding these eggs?
Yeah, great question there. So I think our OG supporters will know early on, we really already started issuing Komo eggs. And this is really our way of supporting the play to earn economy, right? We've seen many other GameFi projects where even before you start, there is a high barrier of high financial barrier. And Komo eggs is our way of rewarding really OG supporters who help us grow the community, grow the brand. So what actually happens is upon mint day, you actually can use a smaller amount of gems to hatch your Komo eggs. And you'll be able to find out which of these Komo you get compared to other people who, you know, may just buy it straight from mint day or buy it on secondary channels. Komo eggs are actually a way for us to support, like I mentioned, the freeway players, so that there is a way, another way for people to like grind their way and get access to an NFT. So ultimately, once you hatch it, this will become a Komo that everyone else has. And earlier we mentioned before, Komos will have in-game utility. So this will affect how much energy you have, how much gems you could earn. So indirectly, this affects the earn rates of this, of you in Atlas. One thing that we're actually working on is allowing users to attach your Comos or NFTs as a display picture. So right now, if you see on the leaderboard, you can see just a whole list of names, right? You can customize your gamer tags where some cool users have it like glitchy. We want to be able to let you attach your Comos so that when you rank on the leaderboard, everybody know that you are a Como holder. You can even click into their profile, look at their backpack, look at what are their achievements, what are their user stats, what other Comos and NFTs they own. So that also is a bit of what I mentioned earlier, how we want to start introducing this social element. And I think we've seen a lot of organic social element happening on Discord. But we want to see how we can bring that to the next level and bring that onto the platform. If not, I think we've covered a lot of questions. Arthur, is there something on the G-sheet that we have not covered and it's not repetitive yet?
Yeah, I'm taking a look. I mean, there were a lot of questions and a lot of users that asked like 5 questions at one go. I just want to make sure that we pretty much have covered things. I'm not seeing anything specific that we haven't addressed yet. What about you?
Yeah, sounds good. If not, there are 2 exciting stuff that we want to also wrap up on. First one is that there's something called artifacts. So this is one way that we're slowly introducing more variations and elements to the gameplays. So artifacts are actually things that you can earn, forge, and build. So as you play more games on Atlas, it basically allows you to, as you earn more EXP, right? This is something that everybody's familiar with. You actually have a chance to collect materials. These could be like different type of ores being like rock minerals. The more you collect, you can actually forge them to get different items. I'm not sure how many gamers here remember RuneScape, where you had to collect ores, you had to mine them to create like your special knife or blades. We're actually introducing that, where the more games you play, your chance of earning artifacts increase. You can collect ores and use gems to forge it so that you'll be able to own rare items. And there'll be different seasonal items. The one that's coming up next, it's actually something that's related to do with our 2048 game. I'm not gonna leak too much about it, but basically you can collect really rare one-off limited edition items, and you can have different types of ores. There'll be different tiers of ores you can collect, and all of this will affect how fast you can start forging these rare items. So we're actually already done with most of the engineering work on artifacts. This is just the final test, and you can see this really coming out onto the site in a bit. Related to this, if all of you have not seen it, we released something called Quest. So if you go to your profile page, there is something called Quest, where it's another way for you to earn gems. So basically, by completing different tasks, for example, hey, play a certain game for a number of times, or score 50 on this game for the first time, we're actually awarding you gems. So these are really more elements of how we're going to introduce what we call meta games above all of these casual games that we have. That's something to look forward to. And last but not least, I think we have so many questions about Como NFTs. Like I shared earlier, this is something that you can expect in early February, first week of February actually. And you know, for those who are in Asia, if you are celebrating Chinese New Year, this is a chance to save up your red packet money and get yourself a Como NFT. Valentine's Day will be around the corner. I'm sure your special loved ones would enjoy a really cute Como NFT for Valentine's Day. You don't need flowers, you don't need dinners. Como NFTs are the way to go to anyone's hearts. So that is something that we can look forward to in the next 4 weeks. I think we really also want to end it in just giving thanks to the whole community and for all our supporters. Even in all the AMAs that we do, we see so many of the OG members and new members join us and stick all the way. This is really heartening. I think you can see, you don't see this kind of bond in a lot of other projects. So this is something that we really, really appreciate. The next big thing to look out for is the Komo NFT Mint Day. So I'm really excited for it. Arthur, I'm prepared for less and less sleep as we head out towards the Mint Day. So sleep more these few days because I think the next 4 weeks is going to be really, really exciting. If not, I think we're also slowly coming to the end of the AMA. Anything else on your side, Arthur?
Just one thing to jump back in on. I was just going through the questions again while you were talking about the very exciting developments coming up. There were a couple of questions, I think from Extreme Wave and Miroki again, on the Windblown NFT. So early on, we talked about how it will be a limited sale, and basically, you know, there won't be further supply of Windblown after this event. But one thing maybe that, you know, I thought it's good to clarify, just to be very sure, be very clear about it, is that if you do not redeem the NFT and the relevant rewards, right, if you don't burn the NFT to get the gem rewards, the NFT itself will stay with you. And yes, you can trade it, you can sell it to another player. It will persist, basically, that value. I mean, if you are someone who enjoys collecting NFTs, if you are someone who sees value in the Windblown NFT, knowing that this is it, right? We're all done with the sale, and you know, you're one of the limited number of holders of this Windblown NFT. Yeah, definitely go ahead and keep it, and it won't disappear. Basically, is what I'm saying.
You also brought my attention to one question that I might have missed out. Some of them are asking about the governance token, the EOS token. So a short 15-second answer, because I also want to be cognizant of time, is that we are planning for the ELS token, the governance token, to be listed somewhere this year. There's no public dates yet, but we're focusing more on the Komo NFT sale. So like we mentioned, 2020 will actually be really, really exciting. You have the Komo NFT sale to look forward to. As we expand the game ecosystem, you have land sale to look forward to. You have the listing of our governance token to look forward to. Fundraising announcement, partnership announcements. So I'm just super excited for 2020. Not even for the whole year, even for the next 3 months, it's going to be super exciting. If not, that is all from our side. Once again, thank you for all the questions. We really always enjoy taking these questions, hearing your thoughts, and really seeing how active the community is. We are really nothing for without you, and we're really, really glad to be building a gamer-first community and product with everyone. If not, that is all on my side. I am signing out. What about you, Arthur? Are you signing out?
Thanks, Alice. Thanks, everyone. Signing out.
I see Flynn is on AMA, actually. If all of you are busy, you can feel free to drop off first, but where's Flynn? Flynn, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thanks for being a surprise guest.
No, I just started listening. I like the part about the Valentine's Day present. I'm looking forward to my cover from you, Austin.
Yeah, I mean, Flynn, you are really, really busy. Busy designing all the Komos. And I don't think you have been sleeping much the next few days. So we really need you to be working hard on the new Komo designs. Ooh, we have not shown the community the updated design of Komos. I think on New Year's Eve, we showed everybody a 3D picture of Komos. You have really gotten everybody really excited there. So for the rest, stay tuned. Flynn will help us drop a lot more updates on the design of Komos.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a very, very exciting 4 weeks. So yeah, stay tuned, everyone, especially in the fan art channel. Just pay attention to there. We'll be dropping just sneak peeks of Komos once in a while for you to get excited as well.
Sounds good. If not, that is all on our side. Signing out. Enjoy your evening and morning wherever you are. See ya.
Ready.
Bye.